I am Ashley, social media manager of Living the Fest Life, and we're here today with Kieran Rhodes. Hi, Kieran.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you excited to be here today?
I am.
How was everything yesterday?
It was a little crazy, a little sad. Our set got canceled yesterday.
Oh, no, because of the weather?
Yeah.
So what did they do to, like, make up for that?
Honestly, nothing.
Nothing? Listen, you can be as honest as possible.
But no, they took care of us. Like, they let us go backstage, and they let us be backstage again today,
yeah,
which has been good.
So in what capacity were they supposed to have you performing here?
We were second in the lineup on yesterday.
Supposed to be right after July and the Saratones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They canceled the first three acts. It was a bummer. It was a real bummer. It was really sad for all of us.
I'm so sorry about
that. Yeah, so it's
that.
Been a little gloomy weekend, honestly, because it's been a little tricky for us to be here and, like, really be present, you know, because it's been hard.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's completely understandable.
Yeah.
Did they offer anything, like, in the future to have you guys do anything with them yet?
No, not yet. Yeah. We haven't had that conversation yet. I hope so.
I hope so.
I mean, it's a beautiful festival. It's a real bummer that we didn't get to play. I'd love to play here.
I know, the weather was pretty awful this weekend.
Yeah, it was crazy. I didn't realize it was going to be as bad as it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the program that you're with at Berklee College of Music, can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so pretty much, like, it's called BPMI, and they choose a handful of Berklee artists every year to send to these festivals in the summer. And I was fortunate and grateful enough to have gotten one of those slots.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've been working with them for the past, you know, months, and they've been a big help.
Nice.
A huge help.
What is that like for, because I know, you know, Berklee College of Music, you guys are so well known. But as far as this program, what does that kind of feel like to be able to get set up for actual, like, festival life and performing and stuff like that?
It's cool. It's a great experience. It gives you kind of like a little bit of a test run. It's like you're doing it in like an almost controlled environment.
Yeah.
Like, you know, where we're like during our rehearsals, like they were at our rehearsals and like giving feedback as to like how we could better perform and all these things. And all that stuff has been really helpful into, you know, playing the festival.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Have you, I'm assuming you've done like other performances before outside of like a festival like this.
Yeah.
What do you think is like a difference in like the vibe or the setup or the energy and things like that?
Well, festivals seem to be more, obviously just they're more open. You're not in a room. So like that just has so much to do with like the energy of what you're going to be feeling when you're on the stage. To be honest, I've only played like one other festival and it wasn't nearly as big as this one. I've just played a lot of rooms.
Nice.
But, you know, I'm looking forward to the time when I can play these festivals.
Yeah, I hope that comes soon.
Yeah, me too. It will.
Now, can you describe for our followers and blog readers, like, what kind of music you like to perform or that you're also into yourself?
Yeah. Well, I'm, like, pretty much, I'm heavily influenced by Billy Joel.
Very nice.
But also, like, there's Coldplay, too. So it's, like, I think a lot of my music is piano-based.
Very nice.
But there is like the soft rock, soft pop element too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. I like that a lot. And then what year of Berklee are you in?
I graduate in the spring.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Of course. And then how has that been as like an overall experience for you going through that
school? It's been a wild ride. I think like I the funny thing about me is like I was supposed to go to college for baseball.
Yeah.
I started playing music really late in my life, like around freshman year of high school.
Okay.
I taught myself how to play piano and sing and write songs and like on a limb just like applied for Berklee because I was like, this is what I'm going to do. And I got into Berklee and ever since, like the craziest things have just been happening to me over the past years, you know, with like America's Got Talent and, you know, this festival and all this crazy stuff that's happened in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Where like I was about to go to college for baseball and like all of a sudden I can like play music and it's not bad. And like, you know, it's been honestly wild. And
that's pretty amazing.
Incredibly grateful to see, you know, what happens in the near future too.
Yeah.
It's been really wild.
How was your experience with America's Got Talent? I have always wanted to know like the behind the scenes of that.
Yeah, it was great. I will remember that experience for the rest of my life. I think it was like my first glimpse at like that world and that lifestyle. And you know, I didn't make the I like got cut right before the semifinals.
Yeah.
But like going farther on that show would have done me more harm than good.
Yeah.
I think like, cause I'm a musician, I'm an artist, you know, I think you know, I want to be taken seriously. I don't need to, I don't want to be like a reality TV guy. You know?
I was gonna say, sometimes that stuff like kind of pigeonholes people.
Exactly.
Into, yeah.
I think it really worked out like the exact way that it was supposed to. Cause like I went out, I got the four yeses. I played an original song in front of America, got the video, got the moment, and then left. And it was like no strings attached. That's it. I had that moment. I had that experience. And now, you know, back to this stuff and you know, really doing this thing.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it was great.
Nice. You said you taught yourself how to play. How did you go about that?
YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I like would watch YouTube videos, and I would watch live videos of Billy Joel. Like I remember falling asleep at night, like just holding my phone, watching Billy Joel videos, and just like trying to mimic everything that he was doing. And I'm like, okay, that's gonna be me. I'm gonna do that.
That's amazing. Yeah. So I know that some people can just like really hear something and then play it and kind of like mimic it. Or do you have like that ability?
Yeah, I don't have perfect pitch.
Yeah.
That's a different piece. But I can, like, I've learned a lot from ear, you know, by ear, you know, listening to something, be like, okay, like, I can figure it out, you know.
I think that's so impressive.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Is there anything, I know that, like, you couldn't play this weekend, but was there anything or anyone that you were super excited to see while you were here?
Yeah, I think John Mayer is one of the reasons why I'm a songwriter to begin with.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see him tonight. I think it's going to be a little bit of bittersweet, just because I was this close to playing a festival with him. It's a little hard for me, just because of how much he means to me and how close I was to playing. But I mean, I'm sure there will be times in the future, for sure.
He seems to be pretty big on like the festival circuit, so hopefully you get that chance again soon.
No, it'll happen.
Yeah.
It'll happen. I'm not worried.
Is there anything for like future fans of yours that you really want them to know about you? And that can be, you can take that like as seriously or as silly as you would like.
Come see a show. Follow me. Listen to the music. I know you're going to like it.
Before we finish, how can people find you on social media?
I'm at Kieran Rhodes Music. Same with TikTok and Kieran Rhodes on everything else. Pretty easy to find. Just my name, KIERANRHODES.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for meeting with me today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Good to meet you.